你的荣光。
公道圣马道福音。
愿你荣光归于。
那时候，耶稣周游各城各村，在他们的会堂内施教，宣讲天国的福音，治好一切疾病、一切灾殃。耶稣一见群众，就对他们动了悲心，因为他们困苦流离，好像没有牧人的羊。于是耶稣对自己的门徒说：庄稼多，工人少，所以你们应当求庄稼的主人派遣工人来收割他的庄稼。耶稣将他的十二门徒叫来，授予他们制服邪魔的权柄，可以驱逐邪魔，医治各种病症、各种疾苦。
Jesus went around all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness.
所發生的性醜聞事件而感到羞愧，我們不覺會問為何偏偏就在這個時期發生這類事情呢？我的答案是，這個固然是出於人性的軟弱，但我們必須更熱切祈求天主加強仰賴祂的仁慈輔助，亦需要我們的教友鼎力支持，使教會透過這場考驗得以淨化。我們深信暴風雨過後，神父們必將變得更全心、更真誠地熱愛天主，亦將會更徹底地奉獻自己的生命服務天主子民。對專責小組悉心籌劃今日下午的禮儀，我僅向他們致以衷心的謝意。今日的離撒以紀念施作主母聖維亞納為主題，使我想起當今教宗本篤十六世在去年六月十六日所頒發有關宣布施作年開始的信。信內教宗特別指出，聖維亞納的聖潔生活和熱誠服務，對聖維亞納來講，度職就是耶穌聖心流溢出來的愛。當年輕的維亞納神父抵達巴爾斯小鎮之時，他就選擇以聖堂為家，在天亮前就進入聖堂逗留，直至黃昏三鐘經後才離開。他引領每一位教友在主內共融合一，正如羅馬書所講的，論兄弟之愛要彼此相親相愛，論尊敬要彼此珍惜。聖維亞納時時都著重以身作則教導教友，他透過自己的榜樣使教友學會祈禱，亦時時朝拜聖體櫃裡頭的耶穌。他深信獨職生涯的熱誠得以延展，實在有賴於舉行彌撒聖祭，將個人身份和十字架祭獻連結一起，促使他從祭台走向告解庭。從聖維亞納身上，我們可以學到對生活聖事持有一份歷久不衰的信心，重新將它視為我們牧民關懷的核心點。雖然聖維亞納為建設堂區團體曾作出了咁多咁大的貢獻，但他仍然十分謙虛，感到自己做得不足夠，所以他曾嘗試靜悄悄地離開自己的堂區。結果當教友一旦發現，就立即將教堂包圍，央求他繼續留下。今日我們亦可以在我們的教區之內找到很多很多更謙虛和勤勞的神父，他們亦備受堂區教友們的愛戴。此時此刻，我們亦記起教宗在今年六月十一號舉行施作年結束彌撒中的講道。在講道中，教宗指出天主建立國職實在足以顯示天主的膽識，天主很有膽識地將我們一群貧乏的人安置在人群中，代表眾人行事。因此獨職不是只是一份職務，而是一件聖事。天主深信他的施獨在他的座右下有能力履行這項聖事性的召叫。講道之後，我們的教宗邀請所有神父重宣施獨許諾，
我亦都將會採用同樣嘅問題詢問在場各兄各弟，請佢哋回答願意。呢啲嚴肅嘅問題同回答值得公開表明。敬愛嘅各兄各弟，成為一位神父既係美妙嘅，亦要面對好多挑戰。因蒙上主福佑，我哋香港教區擁有好多忠信善良嘅神父，而且絕大多數嘅神父都充滿從耶穌聖心所流溢出嚟嘅愛。我衷心多謝你哋，絕對信任你哋。各位主內嘅兄弟姊妹，十分多謝你哋滿勇前嚟參加今日嘅傳教節慶宴。傳揚福音是我們教區的首要任務。我們的教區是全球最大的華人教區，擁有35万多華籍教友，以及超過12万外籍教友。我們以身為其中一份子而深感榮幸。教區由51个堂區、274所學校，以及廣及外家各階層的社會服務所組成，而這三方面在福傳事工上都非常活躍。我很高興見到很多教友修讀神學、聖經和教理課程。我們的教區目前有1600位教友擔當義務傳道員和主日學導師，亦有1200位送聖體員。醫院牧靈同埋探訪監獄嘅神職人士以及教友亦做得十分出色。我哋正喺不斷強化學校嘅牧民工作，老師陪伴住學生成長，使佢哋獲得全人發展。至於各式各類嘅社會服務，則以明愛服務最為顯著。佢特別關心弱勢社群。香港是一個國際城市，我們本住教會之內無外邦人的原則，視所有外籍兄弟姊妹為一家人。在超過12万外籍人士教友中，菲律賓的兄弟姊妹佔大多數。他們之中好多不但擔當家庭傭工，亦是福傳者。我曾經聽聞有位男童獲父母邀請赴上海參觀世博，但是他婉拒了。問他為何婉拒之時，男童說他更加喜歡留在香港，以便跟隨菲傭去參加主日禮撒。這位菲律賓姊妹俾我哋樹立咗福傳好表揚。最近透過一位修女嘅熱心推介，同埋本港聖文仙會嘅愛心回應，一位北京離婚孕婦不但能夠抵港獲得醫院嘅醫療，而且佢嘅雙胞胎亦順利誕生。喺嗰位修女陪伴佢同埋兩位新生嬰兒乘火車回北京前，這位媽媽送給我一張謝卡，並且寫上這幾句感人的說話。當送我未謀面的你們幫助我結清帳單之時，我看見了神向我伸出慈愛大能的手。感謝你們在耶穌裡的慈愛之心。我不認識你們，但我知道我們是一家人。感謝讚美主，他幫助我們把握這個復傳的契機。今年8月，馬尼拉旅遊車劫持香港人質慘劇，造成8死7傷。受害者之中，梁氏一家是天主教徒。梁太最近寫信感謝教區和堂區為傷亡者和家人獻祭， 表达关怀支持，但我反而回信对佢咁话：我哋应该多谢佢全家，因为佢哋活出咗香港人引以为傲嘅高尚情操。尤其是梁太本人，喺丧失咗丈夫同埋两位女儿之后，又喺焦急期待佢嘅仔 Jason 康复嘅焦虑中，仍然能够充分有力见证我哋嘅天主教信仰，为我哋树立善表。各位主内嘅兄弟姊妹，我邀请你哋每位教友多为在本教区服务的神职人士祈祷，务使他们不自气馁。我亦深信你们必会继续鼓励你们的神父执事、修士和修女，同他们齐心协力，共同推进牧民与福传的事工。就让我们齐步迈进即将展开的教友年，使之成果丰收。Dear brother priests, deacons, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, during the past year, while the Universal Church was celebrating the year of the priest, and our diocese was celebrating the year of priestly vocations, we were embarrassed by scandalous news concerning a few clergy in the wider church and even in our diocese. We kept asking, why did such things happen at this particular time? My response is, it happened out of human weakness, but we have to pray more fervently, rely more on God's love and help, and need the greater support of our Catholics, so that our church will be purified through this experience. We believe that after the storm passes, priests will become more willing to love God authentically and wholeheartedly, and will spend their lives more fully in the service of God's people. We thank the ad hoc committee which put much effort into arranging this afternoon's liturgy, as we are celebrating then in honor of St. John Vianney, the patron saint of priests. We are reminded of the letter for the proclamation of the year of the priest, issued by our Holy Father Benedict XVI. On June the 16th last year. In his letter, our Holy Father pointed out the holy life and selfless ministry of St. John Vianney. For this saintly priest, the priesthood is the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. When he and the young priest arrived in the village of Ars, he chose the church as his home. He entered the church before dawn and did not leave it until after the evening angelus. There, he was to be sought whenever needed. He led everyone to the unity of charity, loving one another with mutual affection and outdoing one another in sharing honor. St. John Vianney taught his parishioners primarily by the witness of his life. It was from his example that they learned to pray, frequently visiting Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle. He was convinced that the fervor of a priest's life depended entirely upon the Mass. His deep personal identification with the sacrifice of the cross led him from the altar to the confessional. From St. John Vianney, we we can learn to put our unfailing trust in the sacrament of penance to set it free, to set it once more at the center of our pastoral concerns. Although St. Vianney contributed so much to the building up of the community, he was so humble that he felt he did not do enough. Therefore, he was considering leaving the parish unnoticed. When the people learned about this, they surrounded the area and insisted that he remain in the parish. Now, we also find many humble and hardworking priests in our diocese who are loved by their parishioners. At this time, we are also reminded of the homily delivered by our Holy Father when he celebrated a closing mass for the year of the priest on June 11th this year. In the homily, our Holy Father pointed out that the priesthood demonstrates the audacity of God. In a daring way, God makes us full men to be present to the people and to act on their behalf. Priesthood, then, is not simply an office, but a sacrament. God trusts that his priests are capable of this sacramental vocation. In a minute, I will invite all the priests to renew their promises. I will ask them some questions used by the Holy Father in the closing mass for the year of the priest. These serious questions and answers are worth being spoken aloud publicly. My dear brothers and priests, being a priest is wonderful and challenging. We are blessed with many faithful and good priests in our diocese of Hong Kong. The vast majority of our priests are filled with love which comes from the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I thank you and I trust you all. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for coming to celebrate this recent Sunday with us. Evangelization is the priority mission of our diocese. Our Hong Kong diocese is the largest Chinese diocese in the whole world. There are more than 350,000 Chinese Catholics in Hong Kong and over 120,000 Catholics of other nationalities. We are very blessed to be part of this diocese. It consists of 51 parishes, 274 schools, and a wide range of social services. These three main areas of our ministry are all active in missionary work. I am happy to see that today there are many young people who are interested in attending theology, biblical, and catechetical courses. Our diocese currently has 1,600 Catholics who volunteer as catechists and Sunday school teachers, plus 1,200 Eucharistic ministers. We also have an outstanding number of religious and laity who serve the hospitals and prisons as visitors. We are constantly strengthening pastoral work in the schools. Teachers are accompanying students on the road to maturity, helping them fully develop as human beings. Among all kinds of social service, the contribution of Caritas are the most prominent. They are especially concerned with the weak and deprived members of society. Hong Kong is an international city. No one is blind to the church. In this light, we consider all members of different nationalities as our brothers and sisters in the same family. Among the more than 120,000 foreign Catholics, the majority are our brothers and sisters from the Philippines. Many of them not only work as domestic employees, but are also missionaries. I heard that a boy was invited by his parents to join them for a trip to visit the World Expo in Shanghai. The boy refused to go. When asked why, he said that he preferred to remain in Hong Kong and follow the Filipina maid to go to church on Sunday. She gave us a good example to follow. Recently, through the introduction of a warm-hearted sister and the loving response of St. Vincent de Paul Society in Hong Kong, a divorced pregnant woman from Beijing was able to come to Hong Kong and receive medical care. Her twins were born overdue but safely. Before the sister accompanied her and her newborn twins back to Beijing, the mother sent me a note saying, "Although we never met before, when you helped me pay my expenses, I saw God who stretched out his hands of mercy to me. Thank you for your compassion in Jesus. I do not know you, yet I know you are one family. Praise and thanks be to the Lord who helped us grasp this opportunity to evangelize. This August, the tragic hijacking of a tour bus in Manila left 8 Hong Kong people dead and 7 injured. Among the victims, the Leung family are all Catholics. Mrs. Leung recently wrote me a letter to thank us for our concern and support by offering masses for the dead and injured, and for their families. In reply, I wrote that it is we who should thank her entire family instead, because they lived out what Hong Kong people regard as the most exalted of human sentiments. This applies especially to Mrs. Leung, while mourning the loss of her beloved husband and 2 daughters, and remaining at the bedside of her seriously wounded son, Jason. She still is able to give a strong witness to our Catholic faith. She set a good example for all of us. My brothers and sisters in the Lord, I urge every one of you to pray for the clergy who work in our diocese that they will not be discouraged. I also trust that you will continue to encourage your priests, deacons, sisters, and brothers, and be united with them in heart and strength in their pastoral and missionary efforts. Let us move forward together to make the upcoming year of the Lady bear abundant fruit. May God bless you all.